The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, Nick Vujicic, who was born without arms or legs, shares openly about hitting the wall spiritually, mentally, and emotionally in 2010.
The unstoppable context that we want to talk about is absolutely contrary to bulletproof. We are unstoppable because of God Almighty who carries us when we get shot.
Discover the incredible power of faith in action to become unstoppable. Next.
There's our friend, Nick Vujicic. He is some kind of guy on a surfboard. And you can look right down here, if you look real close, you just see a little bitty part of a foot, smaller than my part of my hand. And it's amazing what he can do. Unstoppable, the incredible power of faith in action. He wrote the book Life Without Limbs and Without Limits. No limbs, but no limits. And I want you to welcome Nick back to Life Today. Would you do it, Nick? Good to see you.
Thank you.
Glad you're here, buddy.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me back. And congratulations on 50 years of marriage and ministry.
I'll tell you what, and we like each other still. So now you've gotten married. What do you think about that little deal? Ain't going to have a baby and a whole bit? I mean, it's just amazing. I want to be sure everybody gets to see this picture. They probably cut it on the screen while I'm looking for it in the book. By the way, you want to get the book. I mean, there's more in here than the picture of the wife. But she's beautiful. Don't y'all think she's absolutely beautiful? There she is, right here. So congratulations to you. Now, I want you to catch us up. You've been on quite a journey.
Yes, sir.
You said you had some things you want to say. I can't imagine. I've never known you to say anything.
They say I run so fast I leave my legs behind. I had a mentor once say, when you get tired, keep on going because you'll have all of eternity to rest. But there is a balance between that and then the advice that I received from you last time I was here. And I'm finally listening. I want you all to know that James looked me in the eye and he said, slow down. And I'm like, yeah, I'll slow down. But I paid the price in not listening to that wisdom that was also said by my board, my staff, my family, my friends. It was hard to slow down when you got a good thing going and you see God touching lives and you dream ahead and you just keep on going and you forget that we need two tanks and to serve out of the overflow. The first tank for me and my relationship with Jesus and then my wife and my kids and then ministry.
Exactly.
And so I'm glad I've learned that now at 29. I would never want anybody to go through the burnout I went through in December 2010. And come back stronger than ever. And I'm just praising God for the wonderful dreams that have come true. You know, my wife, she's the most amazing woman of God I've ever met in my life. And a little boy coming along in February 2013. So really excited.
Around our anniversary time. I told you when we were visiting privately that now you're showing me how you're concentrating. You're compounding your efforts. You're finding a way to multiply with the incredible technological advances we've got through the internet and all the other things, how I can get the message out to more people without running my legs off.
That's
you
it.
See what that did for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. They're still catching up. No, it's very wise. And the fact that we're all human as well. And God's given my wife to me and God's given me to my wife. That's the silent commandment as well. The first commandment is love God. Second commandment is love your neighbor. But there's a 1.5 commandment that's a given that every Christian should understand that more than another soul, another stranger hearing about Jesus Christ. I know this sounds interesting, but from an evangelistic point of view, the first people I want to see in heaven is my wife and my kids. And more than an excellent preacher, I need to be an excellent husband. More than an excellent evangelist, I need to be an excellent father.
Well, you know, we've led millions of people to Christ. There's nothing that gives me greater joy than to know that our children love God with all their heart.
That's amazing.
And they love the Father, and the grandchildren love God the Father. That's and awesome. We've got 11 of them, and they're now teenage up through college age, and they love God. When I look out at all that's happened, I say, thank you, God. There's no more beautiful fruit than that. And I think that would be true for everybody to understand that. Amen. When you wrote the book Unstoppable, do you mean bulletproof? What do you mean?
Unstoppable. I mean, a lot of people look at a guy without arms and legs and they're all like, well, what's next? You know, that sort of attitude. You've done skydiving, you've golfed, you've fished and all that. You surfed with Bethany Hamilton. But that's not the context of Unstoppable. The unstoppable context that we want to talk about is absolutely contrary to bulletproof. We are unstoppable because of God Almighty who carries us when we get shot. Who in life doesn't get shot? Who it goes through life without pain? Or, hey, wait a second, God, where did that come from? It's not like, oh, we got everything together and God doesn't surprise us still. There are always times of ups and downs in any Christian walk of saying, I didn't see that coming. What happened? Why? Well, you're God, I'm not, and you're faithful. Mm-hmm. And coming back to the faithfulness of God and knowing that when I can't walk, God's going to carry me, and to know that His timing is absolutely perfect.
What do you want the average person? You look out here at the audience, we've got quite a few young people have come. People of all ages, they're interested. You captivate a high school or junior high audience or college audience and any audience here before about as, let's say, keep their focus as well and their attention as well as anybody that's ever spoken.
Thank you.
What do you want them to hear about their own situation? What message do you want to resonate in their heart when they listen to someone that's faced the challenges that you face?
I think, first of all, we need to know the truth of who we are. I want to talk on that just a little bit. When you look at an artist like Van Gogh, he is seen as a master, and every piece that he did was a masterpiece. But I can get a fantastic artist who can mimic exactly what he's done. But the value of that copy of Van Gogh's art is nothing compared to the value of the original masterpiece done by the master. So which tree is flawless? Which rock is perfect? Which blade of grass is just right? We need to know that the intrinsic value of who we are, the value of who Nick Vujicic is I am created by the Master. I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and the happiness and joy that I have of knowing that He is my Father and I'm His Son, and He'll never leave me, He'll never forsake me. He created me just exactly. Look, pain doesn't come from God, but what the enemy tried to use for bad, God can turn into good. And so when you say, God, here I am, I'm not a mistake. I make mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. You knew my name before the earth began. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. So here I am, God. And so that's the first thing, to know the value of who you are. The second, your purpose, to love God, love your family, love your neighbors, yourself. And thirdly, your destiny, to know that I am an eternal being in Christ, a new creation. I'm going to live billions and billions and billions of years as an introduction to eternity. I hope I'm in your neighborhood in heaven, by the way. but it's just an amazing truth of understanding when we know who we are in Christ, our purpose in Christ, and our destiny in Christ, then any form weapon against me will not prosper. Mm-hmm. I know that God Almighty, there is nothing that's impossible for Him to do in my life. And I have faith today, and that's what I want people to know, that when you have faith in God, in knowing those three things, God doesn't need to give me arms and legs for me to be fully content in Him, to have joy in Him. You know, I saw my 27-year-old Christian first cousin die of bowel cancer, and I begged God that He wouldn't take him home. I wanted him to stay. He knew who Jesus was. Sometimes God heals and sometimes God takes home. And at 6 years old, I knew that God didn't answer every prayer the way that I thought He should. But to believe by faith, no matter what we feel, no matter what we see, that God is with us and He really wants His best for us, I want His best, not my best.
Remember, Jesus prayed perfectly in faith. He prayed knowing He was going to take our sickness, knowing He was going to take our sins, knowing what was going to happen on the cross. Father, if this can be taken from me, Father, take it from me. That's not lack of faith. It's total faith. Father, take it. I want, however, not my will, but thine be done. if you use this for your eternal purpose, yes, Father, I want it. And sometimes the difference, you are a marvel. Somebody goes, look what God does. Somebody didn't, their prayers, their faith. Wait a minute. No, faith's working all over the place in you. It's, as a matter of fact, working more mightily in you than most people I know who have both arms and both legs. Praise and they God. Don't allow God to feel what they have with the glory of His presence. So this is how the church gets in a squabble. I don't squabble with any of them. I love all of them. I help all of them. You know what? They like me. Can you believe that? Because love never fails.
Amen.
Incredible. I love them. Don't we love? Don't we like to preach together?
I love that. We got to do more
of this. I got the arms and the gestures. Like... You just sit there and glow, okay?
Hey, I just got my foot up on the chair.
Yeah, you're over here. He's over here. He's patting me on. He's giving me a holy tap.
When I preach on the table with my Bible, I literally stand on the promises of God while I while I preach.
That's the way you make a gesture.
Amen. But seriously, you know, there are a lot of people also discouraged when people come up and prophesy over them some sort of word. I know God's going to heal you. Well, today, whether or not God's going to heal you or not, you don't chase after prophecy. You chase after God's heart and let any prophecy
exactly.
be confirmation. You know, don't let even some... a miracle that you're waiting. Yeah, everybody's waiting for something. I need more economy. I need another job. And what else are we always are going to be in a state of quote unquote want or desire or need physically. Mm-hmm. We are a dying temporary tent.
All right.
But when you fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Yes, He is.
You're like, God, give me arms and legs. But if you don't give me arms and legs, I still will serve you. Why? Because He has given us the greatest miracles of all.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Him
right.
as my personal Lord and Savior, my Father, my Heavenly Father.
Right.
Secondly, having eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, to be able to be in His hands a tool to tell someone else about heaven. I mean, I just can't wait to go to heaven, but better to tell someone else about heaven before I go to heaven. And that's the wonderful thing. I have to tell you a miracle of love. You know, I don't want to talk about just physical miracles. But last time I was here, or the second last time I was here, I mean, this is my third time I'm here, I think.
Yeah, we think most people think this is your show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
They just keep waiting for you to come back. You know? When's Nick getting back in
town? I love it. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, and we pay the bills. It's a marvel. It's a marvel. I don't know how you do it.
I talked to you about India, about the sex slaves, and one miracle that I didn't share, I don't think, was I came into four brothel houses. I was able to speak to 600 sex slaves and 200 pimps and madams. And this woman was on the floor in her house where she controlled six girls there in that house. And from top to bottom, left to right, there was a wall of gods that the Indians worshipped. And with the translator, she was sitting on the floor, very old looking. She must have looked 85. I mean, she must have been 85, 90. She looked 130. She looked, her eyes were cloudy, very droopy. Through a translator, I talked to her about Jesus. A woman comes in and she says, what's going on? You talk about Jesus? Show me your Jesus. If Jesus is real, make my sister walk. And I said, sorry? She said, this is my sister. She hasn't walked for 4 years. She hasn't stepped out of this house. If your God is real, we've been praying to our gods that she walks, make her walk. So I start praying. I said, God, you know, I've seen blind people seeing, deaf people hearing, about 11 miracles I've seen right in front of my eyes. I have a pair of shoes in my closet in case He says yes to me. I do. I have faith in my Jesus. And I'd be stupid not to, right?
Yep.
And we prayed. And the first time she got up, I felt bad because I saw the pain in her face as she tried to stretch out her legs. She hasn't used for 4 years. I had each of my friends on either side. She wasn't walking. She hobbled. She couldn't put any pressure on her legs. Sat down in a chair. Her sister was still looking at me like this. And I'm like, okay, I know that's not a miracle. We prayed more. Her face changes from this to this. And she said, I'm ready. And I'm like, what? She said, I'm ready. I'm like, no, we have to pray more. There's my faith, right? And she gets up all by herself, and she's walking like this. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, and she's up, and she's jumping up and down. And I'm like, she's so frail, she could break her legs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's jumping. I'm like, boys, did you just see that? My team, we got on camera. It was amazing. But that's not the miracle. Her sister went to the gods and thanked the gods and said, no, your gods are dead. This was Jesus Christ. Jesus is alive. This is the power of His blood. He is alive, the Most High God. He rose Himself from the dead. No one else did that. He was God in flesh. You know what the miracle was? I went back home to my hotel. And my friend, the founder of Teen Challenge, who set sex slaves free in India, Mumbai, he said, do you know who that woman was? I said, who? She said, that woman was the woman who 45 years ago started that whole block of 150 brothel houses. She was the one responsible for thousands of girls who've been raped, killed, starved, beaten, forced into sex slavery. She was the one responsible, the madame of the madame of the madames. Can you imagine all the evil she has caused? Yet Jesus still loves her so much to show his power to her. Mm-hmm. How much more Jesus loves you. And you think, oh no, I need to fix myself before I come up to God. No, no, no. Jesus loves you now. Jesus has a plan for you today. If you have broken pieces, you can't do a thing about your broken pieces. Your positive attitude can't do anything about your broken pieces. Money, drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography, fame, fortune, even good things, marriage itself. If you're waiting to get married before you're happy, to get happy, talk to some married people, okay? Now, I'm still in my honeymoon period. I have never even argued with my wife. We've only been married, you know, not even a year yet. But the problem is that we are looking for something to change before our hearts fully at peace and rest in Jesus. No, you can find that glory today. Humble yourself. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. He will heal your heart. He will forgive you of your sins, and He will show you His plan. And I hope today that you see that if God can do this with my broken pieces, what can God do with yours? When you don't get a miracle, be a miracle for someone else.
Right there where you are, there's no question in my mind that God's speaking to you. I mean, He's speaking very directly to you. And you've seen a miracle in what God's doing with Nick. You heard a miracle story. It's equal to anything in the New Testament. You are the focal point of God's love.
Amen.
Jesus died for you. Right where you are, ask Him to come into your heart. Just right there. You don't wait for feelings. You don't wait for church. You just say, Jesus, come into my life. Take over my life. Forgive me. You died for me. Thank you. Now live in me. I receive you. I give you my life. You said that. The telephone number you see on the screen, you can call that number. Jesus said, confess me before others. I'll confess you before the Father. Don't be ashamed of me. Call and say, I just prayed. I just asked Jesus in my heart. Someone will thank God with you. I'll send you a book immediately, Knowing God as Father. It tells my story. I didn't have a father, didn't have a home, got to know God. We will give you simple Bible studies in that little guide, a book. Send it to me. Just call us. Would you say thanks to Nick for the way he shared and the way he blessed us? His book, Unstoppable, is in the bookstores. Get it. There's his website. If you want to know where he's going, what he's doing, you want to help him do it, you want to see if he could ever come to your area, do something in the schools in your area. Our governor's asking to do his outreach to all the schools in our state concerning bullying and giving kids hope and belief that they can do anything, and loving one another. It's powerful. Let me just show all of you who are here and thanking God for what He's done in Nick's life and continues to do through his life. Show you some way that every single person is so very important to transforming lives, to giving life. There's not a single thing that we ever involve ourselves in that our viewers, from children to grandparents, every person says, I can do that and I want to do it. I want you to watch closely.
Welcome to Blackwater. It's a fair description, but it's actually the name of this village. And it's a hard one to shake, because the toll this Blackwater has taken on its people is not easily forgotten. Fernando, a broken man. He watched helplessly as his wife, 15-year-old daughter, and 7-year-old son all succumbed to the deadly effects of their contaminated water.
Fernando 만디 예티타나 이산에 저로 보고 난 지새끼
Now, after the death of his brother, he's turned his attention to the care of his surviving niece, Beatrice. But unless their water supply changes,
God, give him hope. Give him hope in his heart, Lord. This is so sad. It's sad for us to hear, and it's sad for him to relive. But I ask you to bless him for sharing it with us so that we can help so many people. I know that's what you want to bring out of this. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
You know, when you see a father, an uncle, express the kind of concern there, Betty, you see those children going and carrying that water and actually carrying back up what they think is hope in life, and it's a slow form of death. It just breaks my heart when I know we can correct it. And, you know, I'm praying God will let us in my lifetime begin and be able to share water with people all over the world that don't have it. We found 500 areas like that area there, where we know we can give them clean water if we just have the help to do it, the resources. We need to pay for the wells. We need to pay to get the water to them.
James, you know, I can just imagine one of these children, they come to you and they say, I'm thirsty. I need water. I'm thirsty. Do you deny them that water from the only source that they have, which is, is a diseased water? Of course not. They have to have water. But what we're saying is, let's give them a choice between clean water by drilling the wells. They have a choice because, James, this is the solution to a lot of their problems, life or death situation.
Well, it really does change everything in the whole community. And I've been saying to our viewers, and I really want you to catch this vision, if we will give people water for life, they're going to be open to hear about the water of life, which is a relationship with God through Christ, who is the water of life. If you want people to know about the love of God and know that He really loves them, a demonstration of that love prior to the discussion or declaration of that love is what opens their ears and their hearts. Would you help us drill 500 wells in places just like that? We have targeted that area. And I can already tell you, Betty and I are going to give a well for that area. Now, I think there are areas right there around them where they're going to need several because it's a pretty big population center. The wells cost $4,800. We asked God to let us do that years ago, to give a well every time the call comes. God answered that prayer. It was a specific prayer. You pray it. But you have to start somewhere. And you can start oftentimes by saying, I can't do a whole well right now, but I could give 1,200 and pray three other people give 1,200. Then we've got a well. Or I could give 2,400 and pray it's doubled by somebody else who gives the other. 4,800 is the cost of the well. Do what you can. Make it a goal by year's end. Say, I'm going to trust God, and as children do, I'm going after a well. But then remember this, because this is where most of the resources come from. People say, all right, I'm going to do what I can right now. And that's key, to do what you can right now. $48, 10 people, his family. 10 people water the rest of their life. $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, please? Just get up and go get the card. You use it for many things that are not really important. This is life-giving, life-saving. Get the card, make the gift God puts on your heart. Use that card like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. You can go online, lifetoday.org. We have some very special gifts to send you to bless you in your devotion life, in worship and praise with the hymns that are instrumental, presentations of the hymns you love, as well as the book that has the history of how those hymns were inspired and written. Then we have the anniversary bronze, the 50th anniversary of ministry, and yes, our marriage too. We're asking you to make the gift God puts on your heart. We want to bless you with gifts as you give the greatest gift you're giving people a chance at life.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I do hope you will make the $1,200 gift or more, and if possible, give a well and ask for the beautiful anniversary bronze. 50th anniversary, ministry and marriage. Mm-hmm. Thank God. I love you. Ask for it, and it's Robert Summers. We've got a whole series of them that you'll be able to get during the course of the year. We'll be sending you Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings, Restful Nights. Remember the book of hymns and the instrumental. And also, if you'd like to have Nick's book, Unstoppable, The Incredible Power of Faith in Action, we'll be happy to send it to you today. A lot of you'd like to have it. Join us just saying thanks again for Nick. What a great testimony. What a great blessing it is to have you, my friend.
Love you.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank you for helping us put loving arms of God around a broken world. Thank you for helping us give water.
Been through an affliction. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Overcoming Affliction, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.